thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Time now to look at accessible technology, and I'm joined by Paul Porter from the Technology for Life team at RNIB. And we've got the launch of a new product.
We have, Simon. It's the RNIB In Your Pocket. And this device is, for me, quite exciting because it's all controlled by your voice. What you have is a mobile phone that's been turned into a media device. And that essentially means that by using your voice, you can get it to play newspapers and magazines from RNIB National Talking Newspapers and Magazines offering. You can get it to play any of the RNIB Talking Books. So it's around about, 26,000 of those. And you can get it to give you information on weather and various things around. It can tell you where you are. So it's quite an exciting product. It means that if you want to, for example, listen to one of your talking books, you just take the device in your hand, press the speak button, say what you want, and within a few seconds, your book will be read to you. Similarly with magazines, newspapers, so you can read, for example, Today's Guardian or Today's Daily Record or whichever newspaper you want to read. You can go through the articles, you can have the whole thing read to you, you can move through articles one at a time. And as lots of products nowadays are using voice activation, I think it's quite an exciting development for RNIB.
And how interactive is it?
It's completely interactive. You speak to it, you give it commands, it comes back and tells you if it understands or if it wants you to repeat the question or if it wants you to repeat the command. It runs on Wi-Fi, and it also has an O2 data connection, so you can use it out and about as well. So, you know, as long as you've got a mobile phone signal or you're connected to Wi-Fi, you've got access to all the information. It doesn't download anything to the device. Everything is streamed over either Wi-Fi or the O2 network.
So this isn't actually a phone, though. It doesn't have any communicating kind of facility on it.
It doesn't at the moment. It is a phone, and that option may come out with an update later on. But currently, it's a media playback device. And I think for anyone who is a little bit wary about using technology, be it a smartphone or a computer, the power of your voice is actually quite exciting and really enables you to do lots of things that you maybe think weren't possible. And we have talked in the past about the Amazon Echo, which uses the same type of technology. And once you start using your voice to control, you know, find information, control devices, whatever it might be, at first it might seem a little bit strange and, you know, I'm talking to this inanimate object, but once you get used to it, you know, it then becomes quite natural. And I think RNIB In Your Pocket is the same type of system where you just talk to it naturally. If it doesn't understand what you're saying, then you can, you know, say it again and maybe perhaps rephrase it. But, you know, with any speech technology, you have to speak to it in a specific way. So you might not want to use your local dialect or local words because it wouldn't understand. So you have to pitch it, you know, slightly differently. But once you do that, and once you get used to it, you know, it's very quick to bring up content, and it also does podcasts as well. So you'll be able to access, for example, the Art Shows or the RNIB Connect Radio podcasts or other podcasts that are available. So, you know, it's a complete media solution. And you don't have to type in on the screen. You don't have to press buttons. The only button you press is the on button, the volume buttons. And you've got a button at the bottom of the device where you press that to speak. So very simple, but it is about how you phrase questions and commands. And once you get used to that, I think people would find it, you know, quite intuitive and easy to use.
What about cost then? Is there a cost involved?
There is. It's £20 a month, which includes the cost of the device. It includes a subscription to the National Talking Newspapers and Magazine service. And access to talking books and other services that may come along as the product develops. So a chunk of that is paying for the device and also paying for the O2 network that it uses for mobile data. So there is a bit of cost involved on a monthly basis.
Now, you might be interested in this, or you might have another question about accessible technology, but it's very easy to get advice from the RNIB Technology for Life team.
It is. You can contact us via the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999, or you can email tfl@rnib.org.uk and give us a call, and we can always give you a demonstration over the phone so you can hear what it sounds like and how it works.
So it's called RNIB in your pocket.
It is. It literally fits in your pocket. It's the size of a standard mobile phone, and it has a lanyard, so you can also wear it around your neck too.
Paul Porter, always a pleasure to chat with you, and nice to have something exciting to talk about.
Indeed. Speak to you soon.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.